Ireland entered into its first lockdown on March 12, 2020, after the arrival of COVID-19 to our shores. With it came the closure of bars and music venues across the country, and ground to a halt the Irish live music industry, affecting thousands of musicians. This 10-part documentary series will tell the stories of 10 such musicians. Some will have had to completely adapt how they perform in a new virtual era, whilst for others they found their services became even more important. Each story is unique and compelling and shows where their love of music began and the resilience of the East Cork music community. After 2 years of lockdowns and restrictions, a new live music landscape has emerged. So can the grassroots musicians of a community filled with musical talent bounce back from the day the music died? Rory de Lister has been an accomplished songwriter from a young age and has fronted many successful bands and duos. Rory has shared the stage with acts such as Duke Special, Lisa Hannigan, Jerry Fish, Jack L, and Foy Vance.
I often get asked the question, where is your musical, is it all about the family and your upbringing for that? But it's only my father is a painter, is an artist, you know, be that kind of actual essays and sculptures, and that's the kind of art stuff that was in my family, so it wasn't really surrounded me that much. But I did have one cousin who, when I was probably 12 or so, he was learning guitar, so I started learning guitar as well. He was like a brother to me, so I spent a lot of time with him. And that kind of very quickly evolved a love of music, where I was being influenced in a lot of different types of music from different people around me, because I quickly, you gravitate towards people who are interested in music then when you start to get into it. One of my best friends was a guy called Christoph Thieven, whose father happened to be the director of the Clonmel Junction Festival. So from the age of, again, very young, bordering on child labour, I was setting up stages and working behind the scenes of the Junction Festival for the months leading up to it, and all the shows, getting to meet all the people. And then eventually I started gigging around 14. So I was getting to, by the time I was 16 or so, I was getting to support some of Ireland's biggest names in the pubs in Clonmel, just because I was around all these people all the time. And then I kind of got a name for myself for doing that. Luckily, I started quite young, getting a few guitar lessons at that time when I started around 12, and then kind of taking it from there myself, and teaching myself as you kind of get older, and teaching yourself by hanging around with the right people and getting the right bits of information when you need it, and just kept going from there, I suppose, you know.
Looking out my window pane.
I remember, well, it was in front of about 500 of my peers, and I was up there singing two of my own songs alone on stage using a loop pedal. So a loop pedal is where you play something and you record it live on stage, and so it could very easily go wrong for you. And so luckily it didn't go wrong for me, but yeah, I do remember being so nervous that I was taking that. One of my aunts gave me the remember that Rescue Remedy spray or something under your tongue, and I was like, okay, maybe that works, that's something. But yeah, it was a nerve-wracking experience, but such a positive one. I can't really exactly remember what it was, but it was a competition then too, and of course I won, which kind of gives you an extra boost then, like, you know, I won something here, and it's amazing, great feeling. So encouragement, I always had great encouragement all along the way, never really had a strong pushback or anything, was always strongly encouraged.
Sometimes I feel a closeness.
I started writing since I'm kind of 12, so I've written thousands of songs, but the majority of them are rubbish, as you often come across. Now and later in life, you learn how to, I wouldn't write quite the quantity, but the quality is much, much higher. And it was, again, my cousin. So we started kind of writing songs together at a very young age. That's what kind of influenced me into it. And then I was supporting these gigs as 15, 16, 17. I was playing my own music as well as playing covers. So it was kind of took from there, developed it further into getting with playing with other people and trying writing songs at other bands and such. And from there, yeah, this is 17 years later, and I have, you know, music on Spotify, things on YouTube, and releasing more new music at the moment, and we're just in the studio at the very moment recording new songs, and it's all it's great.
It's not above the windy to look, it's inside of her.
Before COVID, it was a full-time job, so I was doing probably maybe 3 to 4 gigs a week, including maybe a smaller session on a Monday, and then the main kind of gigs would be on the Friday, Saturday, or Sunday evening and such. Usually would have been part of a band and solo. Obviously, you can kind of make more money when you're a solo artist. So you kind of, after a while, when it came up to COVID, and again, when everything stopped as well, you find yourself in a strange situation where you have so much free time and you don't really know what to do with yourself. So you're telling yourself, oh, this is brilliant now. I'm going to go spend all my time writing loads of songs and everything will just come to fruition and be great. But obviously it doesn't really work as well as that, as I've spoken to a lot of musicians who have all very similar situations, have great ideas, but it doesn't really turn out like that, because you also need to be living life in order to have experiences and do things and not just stay in your house and do nothing.
Have a live. Makes my heart say, can be a good thing to be carefree. You can get caught in it, no need to fight it. You can let it out just as easy as you let it into your life for relaxing. Ooh, cavalier makes my heart sing. Can be a good thing to be killed. I'm in a good place. Don't know how long I've been here, but I'm gonna make the most of my feeling lost, opening the door to opportunity. Ooh, careful, it makes my heart sing. Can be a good thing to be carefree. King Cavalier. Makes my heart sing. Can be a good thing to be carefree. Ooh, cavalier, not such a bad thing. Makes my heart sing. Can be a good thing to be carefree.
I was also on a kind of a music scheme up in the Cork Academy of Music leading up to COVID. I had in my head that I might go to UCC to music. I'd never been to university before. So when COVID started to come in, I was like, okay, right, this is my chance now to go do something like that, you know. So, which is really unlucky for me. I'm one of the few who had a good avenue to go through, because I had experience of being online with this other course, and then when I started first year of college, it was all online. Everyone went into the college. And then you kind of had to adjust to that, and adjust to the kind of learnings of online at that, and yeah, kind of got better when once you started going in half the time in the second year, and then third year, which I'm currently in now, we're in all the time. So it's great. When gigs kind of cut off at the initial stages, it was never a thought in my head that I'm going to have to give up music here. As a musician, you kind of have in your head you need to have different hats on all the time. You need to, whether it's teaching or making music through songwriting, or you're working on stages, or there's so many people who kind of have lots of different hats on. But all usually, if they're very lucky, if they can keep it all within the music industry, very often you find it's like they'll be teaching something else entirely, not even music. You know, they might be a primary school teacher, or they might be working on a construction site, and then or a guard, and actually doing music during the week or weekend. Sorry, that for me is more kind of when I'm going into the UCC was like, oh, this is great. I'll be able to maybe add more feathers to the cap while I'm doing this, you know. So it wasn't a case of I'm going to have to take a different route here altogether. It's like I might have to just take a step back here, kind of watch my spendings and think about it cleverly in time to come. Like, just make sure that I make the right moves and get yourself into the right positions that when it does start to come back again, which I fully believed it would. You know, I never really kind of had that, oh, music's gone forever. You can't see that in my head. And even now, it's like, you know, people talk about maybe another possible recession might be coming in, and gigs are great now at the moment, and so get them all while you can, kind of thing. That mentality is great, but the COVID isn't the kind of thing that kind of made me jump into thinking I need another job here. It's actually more, say, maybe starting to try and have a family or trying to get a house. That's more where you need to get a mortgage, so you need more than just gigs in that situation. So that's where I'm branching out and doing some kind of rugby stuff and other kind of jobs like this. So that's where I'm going outside of music. It was just very hard to make money with no gigs, so I started writing songs for people. So I think it's up online. I had a few people ask me before COVID, you know, kind of writing a song for a loved one, and then I was like, this could be a good idea. So, you know, you put it up, and I had people writing it for their loved one, or someone who passed away, or a child's birthday. I probably did, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11 songs, which are great experiences. You know, you deal with a person one-on-one, and you basically, I get them to give me lots and lots of information, and then through that I can kind of put together a song for a person. And it was always an absolutely amazing experience. You know, the people were overwhelmed with it, and that joy that they gave back to me was so rewarding then as well. Now it's not really something I do anymore, because you actually do put a lot of hours into it. So in terms of what I was charging, I would probably have to put more money than I would have to put up the price in order to make it worth my while nowadays. That reminds me, now just listen to Leah talk about it there, of the Facebook Live performances. I just remember we actually did a good few of those. I completely forgotten about them now in my head. It seems so long ago. Best you could get from that is people commenting online. So you have your tablet set up in front of you, or your phone, and then you play into that. So the quality's not amazing, but like still, you had sometimes a couple, 50 or 100 people in to listening to you on a Saturday night. And I know a lot of people, I know some people are even still doing that and make some money by doing their Patreon or PayPal, and, you know, by request, you might request a song and they might give you a few quid for it as well.
Hey everybody, sorry I'm a little late, trying to organise going live, first time, not very used to it. I'm just going to quickly share this on the page before I start the first tune. So this is all hopefully for trying to raise some money for the 3D printing of masks for frontline staff, being as great as they all are. And you can see in the description is where it is. So I thought it'd be fitting to start with a bit of Bill Withers, as he unfortunately passed away today. Not of the coronavirus, but of heart complications. But yeah, here's one of his great songs. Also, here we go.
One positive out of it is like little bits like that, and performances by, say, some artists in America. I remember Leah got a Michael McDonald live performance, and we would have never, you don't get too often to see like that personal, because I think it was him just on his own in a room playing, which was a really lovely thing to watch, and that wouldn't have happened really if it wasn't for COVID, you know. The big thing that happened was a load of people got their own home recording to a high level, as opposed to before, where, say, I would have had stuff already because I would have been just kind of messing around with it, and I'd be very average at that. But then there's probably 50 other people like me who didn't have that home recording set up at home. So now they do have it, and then that means they have a friend in America, and they can then start working on a song together quite easily nowadays, which is a nice, a really nice aspect of it. But again, that connection of making something as a duo, for example, is much harder when you're not in person or like bouncing ideas off each other. It's a very different process as opposed to being in a room and two people having two instruments and kind of bouncing off in quick live time, because that's where some real magic can happen, as opposed to here I made this, send it over to you, they listen to it, they say, oh, I like this, I'm going to try and play this over it, send it back. And so it's a very slow process that's not as fruitful as if the two people were close by. But you're right, it is definitely something that opened up the local community, say.
Right, thanks so much for listening. Hope you all enjoyed it. Might do another one in the next couple of days or so. And yeah, if you have a bit of cash to spare, throw it into the frontline HSE GoFundMe for so they can get some masks and etc. And thanks so much. We'll see you again.
It was brilliant, the fact that that 350 was there to help a lot of people. I remember having the discussion with my accountant about this, how I was affected in a way that's even a lot of different factors were affected the same way that I was, like fishermen, for example. So where I was in university and I was getting a back to education fund of, say, €200, okay? And then from that, even though I was, say, paying taxes on my main income, which would have been all showable and this is what I'm making and you're paying your dues and that, but then because you're getting this €200, it doesn't matter what anything else was. So I was never eligible to get that extra fund. So that kind of screwed me in a way, as well as, like, so fishermen would have been on 150 supplement or whatever, they couldn't get the fund, like. So I was in a very tricky situation there. That's why I started trying to put together stuff like the songwriting things online, little bits like that to kind of keep me going. But yeah, you know, it was very, very tight for quite a while. I had to kind of make things work, you know.
So this is a song called Better Man of my EP that I released in 2019. It's called Better Man.
Take me back to your place. Take me away from here, I don't wanna be alone. I promised you someday, I promised you everything I could. I meant every word. Just as easy as pie, you didn't float my boat, you threw it in the sky. Gave me reason to be a better man. There's no going back, dog. I'm here for the long haul, I know. You feel the same. Coming from a bad day, all you have to say is nothing at all. You made it All just as easy as pie. Didn't float my boat, you threw it in the sky. Gave me reason to be a better man. My long life living prosper. I'm doing it proper this time. With you by my side. Just as easy as pie, didn't float my boat, you threw it on the side. Gave me reason to be a better man. Made it all just as easy as pie, didn't float my boat, you threw it in the sky. Gave me reason to be a better man.
Very hard for me to tell exactly when it kind of came back to being quite very, like being very good again, because I, as I said, I was one of the lucky people to be getting a few gigs here and there when most people weren't still gigging towards the coming out at the end of it, and then I can remember up to around Christmas time when people were still getting COVID and gigs started getting cancelled, and so I'm trying to think now, I think it was maybe a few months after Christmas when the masks were kind of gone, and when someone got COVID, it was just they were kind of in bed for a few days and no one's really knocked out too bad. It kind of, from then, I suppose the kind of early summer is when it kind of started to really get busy again, and you're seeing more full crowds in front of you and people being joyful, even though there was that initial stage of when it kind of just opened up fully again, it got a bit crazy and it got a bit rowdy because everyone was just so eager to get out of their houses and experience life again, but yeah, it was slow to get back to where we were before it. But I do feel like right now it feels very much like it was pre-COVID. I say when I was 18, 19, 20, there was a lot more of us. So I don't think it's just COVID. Now COVID has definitely had a massive effect on people's confidence, and you could see it in a lot of leaving certs in first years and second years. A lot of them are still great, but there is definitely an effect on a lot of people's confidence, because I haven't been in that situation of having to one-to-one and talk to people in a pub even. But I'd say that it hopefully it's going to come true a bit more, and it's just a brief kind of glitch in it. But I would say that over the last 10 to 15 years, it's something that's probably happened a bit less and less anyway. So it has probably been in a bit of a decline. But hopefully that COVID isn't another massive decline. It's just a small little kind of glitch in it, you know, that comes back up again. To put yourself out there as an original artist, it is important to be doing your own things and to put it up online for the world to see. But you also, when I'm saying you have to go out and play, is because you need that craft of playing in front of a crowd and getting the reaction of your songs back off a crowd, because you can really, you learn quick what are the good songs from the feedback of people, you know. So yeah, if you're talking about young people, what they should be doing, they really need to be doing both, really. Like, you know, for myself, I purposefully took a step back from bands because the money wasn't as good. Joe, you can't play as good gigs. You might have to play smaller gigs, and you won't have as much fun doing them. Because it can be great to play as part of a five piece, and you're with all your mates, and you sound better because it's a full thing behind you, but yeah, for sure it can be harder to convince a publican to get four people for this amount rather than when he can go for one person with this, especially now when you see some people you can go one or two piece who just have microphones and the press play and on the backing tracks behind them. Now more power to them if that's what the publican wants, and those people like doing it, then great, fair play. But you do find it cutting away from the four other people then who could have hopefully had that gig, you know. But I don't mean to take away from the people who are doing that. At the same time, it's up to themselves what the people want to hear. I too am definitely optimistic. Yeah, there's a lot of potential there for gigging musicians to have a good future in music in years to come. Hopefully, I think I know talk about possible recessions and stuff like that might be coming true, but I don't think it won't affect the music industry as badly as COVID did. So as long as we have those kind of things in our head to go forward and just be wise about where we're playing and what gigs we take on, and if things do start to take a bit of a slump again, we can hopefully look to the government if we need to again, and for a small bit of time or whatever it might be. But yeah, I'm definitely optimistic after looking at the last couple of months of gigs. Things seem to be going quite well.
So there's a song that myself and Leah would often play at cover gigs called Better by a guy called Tom Baxter.
Our love has changed. It's not the same. And the only way to see it is say it. It's better. I can't conceive this way I feel. All the time we spend together, forever, just gets better. See what I'm trying to say is, you make things better. And no matter what the day is, when you hear, it's better. I'll stand by you. You stand by me. I think it's time that I reveal it, 'cause I believe it. It's better. See what I'm trying to say is, you make things better. And no matter what the day is, when you hear, it's better.
Day the Music Died was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under Sound and Vision programming to support the live music sector.